the Randolph Theatre in Toronto, a city with a beautiful waterfront, completely hidden behind high-rises, it's The Irrelevant Show!
Hello, young person. Well, you did it. You moved out of the house to start your new life far away from your dear old dad. Oh, you'll be back for visits and those phone calls with long pauses. But wouldn't it be great to have a little dad presence around your new house for all the day-to-day moments? Now you can, with Dad Sounds. Dad Sounds has all the classics like Dad Gets Up From a Chair. Dad sits down in a chair. Dad cracks pepper on his dinner.
That ought to get us started.
Dad sees a bird.
Is that a sparrow? Terrific. Who would have thought there were that many shades of brown?
Dad hurts himself on something in the basement.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, God! I'm good!
Dad reads a newspaper. Dad is too loud with the kitchen drawers for some reason.
Where the hell did I put that?
Dad describes exactly how we're going to lift it.
All right. Okay, now. You're gonna lift it from down there. And you're gonna set her down, and we're gonna do-si-do it around the corner there, so we don't want to get stuck in the door frame, you know? Watch the walls!
And if you order Dad Sounds right now, we'll also throw in Dad Musk, a spray that combines all those unmistakable dad smells. Used bookstore, diesel, shaving cream, and that was the dog. Order Dad Sounds on either cassette tape or 8-track, and you'll get Dad Musk spray free.
That sounds like a ripoff. What do they think we are, idiots? Margaret, where's the remote?
Good day, sir.
Hello?
You have just crossed the portal into the Griffin's staff.
So this is a bookstore, right?
Oh, sir, this is no mere bookstore. The Griffin's staff is home to the most mystical and magical tomes ever penned.
We're a fantasy and sci-fi bookstore?
Damn it, Gary! Begone! To the break room with you!
Okay!
So, fantasy and sci-fi, huh? Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Everyone with the Game of Thrones. Let me ask you, would you walk into a 5-star restaurant and order a burger and fries? Would you patronize the finest clothier to purchase sweatpants?
No.
Then why not peruse my more exotic wares?
Your wares.
My literary finery. Look here. Chanur's Revenge on Atlantis by the legendary F.F. Jackson. Or how about Camelot Lost in Pigeon World by Quail Michael Swan? Or Moonsinger's Song Sword Part 2, Sword of Songs, The Song Sworder. You'll never guess what it's about.
It's about a sword with magical
Silence,
power.
Gary! terribly sorry.
Why do the covers all look like Boogie Van murals from the 80s?
Well, it's fine art, free with the purchase of every book.
Yeah, and why does that guy have a lion head in a human body?
Chanur? Oh, he's one of the Koren beast men who inhabit the plains of Gorgashim.
That's weird. Yeah. Hey, what are these books over here?
Oh, there's nothing of interest over there.
Oh, The Good Lawyer. Yeah, I heard this is good.
That's by John Grisham. It's very popular.
Gary, I warn you.
Yeah, I'll take it. Ugh.
Honey, did you get your book?
Oh, yep.
Oh, while we're here, do you have any J.K. Rowling?
Oh, well, madam, if you thirst for dark wizardry...
No, not the weird little kit magic stuff. The mystery one.
Oh, that's over there, right beside the Maeve Binchy.
Gary! Foul betrayer!
Great. We'll take these two books in here and we'll be on our way.
Bye.
Why, Gary? Why? What have I done to deserve this eternal torment day after day?
I think it might be our location.
West Canada, flight 414, now boarding for Winnipeg. West Canada, flight 414, now boarding.
Hello, and welcome to How Do I Do That? The radio show that teaches you how to do things you want to know how to do. I'm your host, Barb Song, and I know how to do everything humans can do. So call in at 555-5065, and I'll teach you how to do anything. First caller, go ahead.
Hi, Barb. I'd like to learn to juggle three balls.
Okay, what's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, do you have three juggling balls ready to go?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now what you want to do is hold two of them in one hand and one in the other.
Okay.
Now with the hand that's holding the two balls, toss one of those two balls into the air.
Okay, it's in the air.
Now the ball you threw in the air will come back down.
Yes, I see it coming back down right now.
When it gets near your other hand...
You mean the hand that didn't throw the ball into the air?
That's right. The hand that started out with one ball in it. When the ball you threw gets near that hand, throw the ball it's holding into the air, okay?
Yep. One sec. Okay. It's in the air now.
Now catch the one you threw before in your now empty hand. Continue this pattern for as long as you want to juggle.
Oh, my goodness, I'm juggling! But why is it so slow?
Don't worry, you'll get faster with practice. Let's take another call. Line 2, you're on the air.
Hi, Barb. My name's Chet. I'm a little old, but I was wondering if you could teach me how to ride a bike.
Sure can, Chet. Are you currently standing straddled over a bike?
Well, just let me check. Yes?
So what you're going to want to do is sit down on the bike seat, then lift yourself up onto the bike so your feet aren't touching the ground. Place both your feet firmly on the pedals.
Okay.
Next, push down on the pedal that's higher up or further forward than the other pedal. Once the opposite pedal has circled around, so it's on top of the rotating axis, push down with your other foot and so forth, and before you know it, you'll be riding a bike.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, how about you give it a try?
Okay, if you think I'm ready. Nothing! I just lost my balance and had to prop myself up with my foot.
Chet, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is the front tire of your bike pressed directly up against a wall?
Yeah. Why?
What you want to do is pick up your bike and sort of turn it away from the wall. And try that same technique again.
Okay, if you think that'll make a difference.
Oh, give it a try.
Okay. Hey, I'm biking. Yeah, you were right about that. that wall. It was in the way. Thanks, Barb.
No problem. Okay, we've got time for one more caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Barb. My name is Brooke, and I'm in the middle of a game of chess.
Queen to h4, checkmate.
Checkmate. Damn it!
Well, that's all the time we have for this week, but be sure to tune in next week when somebody's going to call in about how to be a psychic. For How Do I Do That, I'm Barb Song. Goodbye.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. Coming to you today from the Randolph Theatre in Toronto as part of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival.
For free podcasts of Irrelevant Show episodes or sketches, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by brunch. Brunch! All the fun of breakfast and lunch with the added excitement of a 45-minute lineup.
And now, please welcome today's musical guest, a man who is neither breakfast nor lunch, George Westerholm!
By way of introduction, one day we're going to be colonizing Mars. And astronauts are busy preparing for that time. They're learning as much as they can. You know, what happens to snails trying to crawl downward when there's no gravity? What happens to silkworm eggs when there's no ozone layer to protect them from radiation? What happens to street performers when there's no streets to perform on? Space busker, busking up in outer space. Space busker, change floating by your case. Never going in. Never, never, never going in. Space busker, when the supply rocket arrives, he hopes it has brought more loose change in its supplies for the other guys. Maybe a bunch of fives. This is ground control in your parents' basements. When are you coming home? 'Cause your futon is so cold. Yes, your futon is so cold, it misses your excessive boot sweat, don't you know? Space busker, up in space, now he's gonna see exactly how relaxed denim fits in zero gravity. Space busker, no matter how well Neil Young is played, eye contact from the astronauts is rarely ever made. Space busker drinks malt liquor, doesn't see the harm of spending hours trying to fist bump the Canadarm. Space busker, he has his CD for sale.
TED Talks. Interesting talking about interesting things. Tonight's speaker is a horse.
Hello. Hello, humans. Here we are. I want to talk to you tonight about the relationship between horses and humans and where I think we're going. But first, let's consider how we got here, our shared history. Could we get the first slide on the PowerPoint, please? Here we are delivering your mail. Next slide. Here we are fighting in your wars. Next slide, please. And here we are dragging farm implements across a field. So, we've been working alongside you for very long. But let me ask you this. When was the last time you looked at a situation and said, this would be a lot easier with a horse? Never. And if that's true, then we have to ask ourselves, what are horses for today? The number one thing horses are used for today. Providing companionship for awkward teenage girls. Yes. Our primary use in 2015 is to be brushed by rich, socially awkward adolescent girls. You know, to give her something to do with her hands while she wonders why no one ever favorites her tweets. Now, we in the equine community certainly don't want to just abandon these sweet, brace-faced young ladies. Here is what I propose we use for teen girl companionship in lieu of horses. Friends. Human friends. We encourage you humans to befriend each other, because your demands on us are, frankly, getting weirder all the time. Let's look at some of the ways things have become strange. Brushing. What's with all the brushing? I have short body hair. It doesn't need that much brushing. My tail, fine. My mane, great. But my body, every day, stop it. Go brush your own hair and skin. Yeah. Accessories. French braids, little shoes, ribbons. Stop trying to bedazzle us like we're Johnny Depp's wrist. Rodeos. What in the crap are you guys doing? Seriously, think about us. You put us horses in an RV and you drive us to the rodeo because apparently horses can't be used to get from A to B anymore. And then you get us all angry and we buck around and your hat falls off. Let's be honest. Rodeos only exist because you want your hat to fall off. Oh, you don't? Oh, well then why is it shaped like an upside down umbrella? It's stupid. It's a stupid hat. So, what is it we want moving forward? What has this talk tonight been about? We want to be wild and free, like the horses in those Alberta tourism ads. We want to be out there, running, naked and barefoot, while this kind of music plays. I don't think that's too much to ask. So I'm pleading with you humans, leave us the hell alone. We'll be better off, and eventually, you'll remember about cars and tractors and stuff. Everyone will be much, much happier. Thank you. I'll show myself out.
Coming this spring to Irrelevant Records, some of the most epic music ever recorded, delivered as you've never heard it before. Stuart McLean reads some of the most kick-ass lyrics ever written.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen. She had the sightless eyes, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those rural Canadian thighs.
It's AC/DC, Shook Me All Night Long, delivered with the gentle warmth of Canada's most beloved storyteller. You'll also hear this classic from AC/DC.
TNT, I'm a power load. TNT, watch me explode. TNT, oi, oi, oi.
Yes, they're all AC/DC. Order now, and you'll get a bonus CD. Stuart McLean reads Masterpieces of Epic Rock.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Don't miss the AC/DC Cafe, and Stuart McLean reads Masterpieces of Epic Rock, available this spring on Irrelevant Records.
Yeah. Bonjour, shalom, and welcome to Every Spoon Has a Story. Please feel free to peruse our selection of handcrafted artisanal spoons, each with its own fascinating story.
Hi. I just need a spoon. My wife's away for the weekend, and, you know, I got no idea where we keep the cutlery in our house.
Let me show you our newest piece.
Piece? No, I just need a spoon.
This piece was handcrafted by hand in the Himalayan mountains.
Why are you hitting wind chimes?
They're integral to the story of this piece. The artist was a hermit who devoted his entire life to saving his own tears, freezing them in the icy mountain winds, and turning them into what he calls spoons of sorrow. If you hold the piece just so, you can actually hear him cry.
Is it a spoon?
It's art.
Oh. And how much is it?
$8,500.
For a spoon?
For art.
You got anything for just eating soup with?
Yes, right here. This piece was lovingly birthed into the world by a group of colorblind divorced men in their late 60s. The collective gathers every full moon to do naked jumping jacks in the forest. Then they gather mud, leaves, and abandoned bird's nest to create their art.
It's a spoon. It's a gross, dirty spoon.
The mud represents their soiled past, while the bird's nests symbolize the promise of renewal. This piece is $920.
Absolutely not! What about that one?
Exciting piece. Made by a lactose intolerant stevedore to protest happiness in general. It's $500.
This one?
Gorgeous piece. A gaggle of homeless improvisers made it in a rainstorm. $300, or free if you let them sleep in your garage indefinitely.
This?
A bold piece. Crafted by a tone-deaf mailman. It's made entirely out of junk mail. $150.
I just want a regular spoon, you know? I want a normal, cheap, regular spoon that doesn't have some artsy-fartsy story.
Let me take you to our bargain bin. Right this way.
All right.
This is a powerful piece, handcrafted by an extremely depressed single woman. On a whim, she bought an artisan spoon shop in Leslieville. And she hasn't sold a single piece in 18 months. The bills are piling up, so one night she decided to ease the pain with a magnum of Jackson Triggs and her favorite Fleetwood Mac album. Around 5 in the morning, while Landslide was playing, again, she decided to hot glue googly eyes on a plastic spoon and call it art. Regular retail price of this piece is $50, but today it's on sale for $35.
I'll give you $5.
Sold.
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Carly Heffernan,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by George Westerholm. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Aaron Eves, Peter Brown, James Hartnett, Carly Heffernan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. Toronto Pet Peeves contributed by CBC Toronto listeners Candace McCavitt, Chris Thorpe, and Zach Richmond. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. Special thanks to Doug Doctor and Chris Jackson of CBC Toronto, and Paul Snepst at the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto!
That wraps up the summer season of The Irrelevant Show, but our new season of recording starts in just a few weeks. We're starting with an Edmonton recording, Saturday, September 19th, at Mutart Hall at McEwen University School of Continuing Education. That's in the old Alberta College building overlooking the River Valley. It's a great theater, but a small one, so get your tickets soon at Tix on the Square. We'll also be at Festival Place in Sherwood Park on Sunday, October 4th, and the Arden in St. Albert in November. And if you live in Kelowna or Vancouver, we're coming your way. We're making plans for our first ever visit to British Columbia in March. For information about all our upcoming recordings, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Thanks again for listening. Hope to see you at one of our recordings, and we'll be back in January 2016 with a new season of The Irrelevant Show.